I am in love with God. I love him.
Wow.
I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him.
Wow. Despite all that you've gone through, you still love him.
I love him. Everything has to happen the way it happened to build endurance for me, to build up my patience, to build up my strength, to build up my spirit, man, to build up my faith. Nothing happened just because. There weren't punishments. I wanted more anointing. God took me through more trials. I wanted more peace. God made me trust him for peace. I wanted more patience, so God put me in every impatient situation. I was asking for these things. I said, God, I want all the gifts. I don't want to be shortchanged. You told me I can get them all. I want them all.
Hey.
And I diligently was asking for these things. And he said, okay, daughters, this is what has to happen. And so he took me through it. And honestly, I'm so happy he did it. Oh, he loves me. He heard me. And I'm grateful. I'm so grateful.
Wow.
But that's all that song is. I just saying, hey, Dad, I don't know why you chose me. I don't know why. I don't know what you're looking at when you look at me. But, oh, I love you. Thank you so much. Hey. That's all it is.
It is our guest, Jessica Reedy. And that leads up to my follow-up question, all you've been through. Basically, you saying that nothing can separate you from the love of God?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm telling you, nothing.
So,
nothing.
The song Still Here with the Soul Seekers, what's that all about?
That was, the explanation was in itself. No matter what the devil, and I don't even like giving him the credit. No matter when I felt like the test that God had allowed the devil to use against me, or even the test that my dad gave me, I felt sometimes they were overwhelming, that I couldn't bear them. I realized I could. I'm still here. The devil lied to me and told me that I would die from all this stuff. He lied to me and told me that you're not going to make it through. It's too much. You can't handle all this. You might as well just get out of here. You're not going to make it. He lied. And I realized, look, no, you lied to me, devil. I'm still here. You've been lying to me, man. I can't believe this. This is crazy.
Hey.
You know, it's like I like had this aha moment. Like, you really have been lying to me. You told me I was going to die, and I didn't. So I'm still here. So now what? Forget you.
Hey. It's our guest, Jessica Reedy. How was it singing with Faith Evans?
She's amazing. Oh, my gosh, she's an amazing person. You know, normally what happens is people sing their part and then they leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come in and do your... No, Faith Evans waited on me to get there. My flight was delayed. She waited at the studio, did not record her part until I got there. Then waited for me to record my part. And then said, I'll take you to your hotel. That is my friend. She is amazing. She's an amazing individual. She'll text me and check on me every so often. She's just an amazing individual, and it was an honor because I, growing up, I wanted to sing R&B, and I used to listen to her all the time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. There's a song called Blue God.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What do you mean, Blue God?
Sad God. If God was a color in my eyes, what would he be? He'd be a sad God. We're so selfish. Me and Molly Music, we would sit down, a friend of mine, we would sit down, and I would just be telling him, I just don't understand why people are so mean. I love God. And Molly would be like, I know, lady. I know you love the Lord. I know it. And I would say, I just don't understand. I just don't get it. And, he wrote a song based off our conversations. He wrote a song based off of what I had said to him. And I was in tears. I was in tears that he could find the words to put them together in such a way that it was exactly how I felt. Exactly.
Wow.
So it's just saying, sad God, I'm so sorry we make you so sad. With our selfish ways and how we like look, I'll love on you only if you bless me, only if you get me through this. Then maybe I'll give you some attention. Maybe I'll pray. But you got to get me out of this first, and not a moment too soon. Dad, I'm so sorry. You know, that's all.
Hey, it's our guest, Jessica Reedy. Jessica, were you nervous standing in front of judges like Mary and B.B. Winans? Did you get nervous?
I was more nervous standing in front of my family.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I was more nervous standing before my mother, who's been through this long journey with me, being pregnant at a young age, and you know, her already going through our life story. And I was more nervous. I wanted to make my mom and my family proud.
What's your message to young ladies your age? What message would you leave with them? Give it to us from the heart.
Jesus loves you. I believe that if we just knew we were loved by the right person, by love itself, then our actions and our ways and the way that we see each other would be completely different. Jesus loves you with all his heart. And he just wants to talk to you. He wants you to talk to him. He's got something he wants to say to you. You're not by yourself. You're not ignored. He sees everything you do. He hears every thought that you have, every emotion he knows. You know, he just wants to talk. He wants to reveal to you who you are. He wants to reveal to you God's secrets, the mysteries that he hides here on the earth. He want to reveal them to you. He want to open up your spiritual eyes so you can see what you don't normally see.
When
he just
want
to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when will the project be in stores?
Well, it's in stores now. It came out September 27th.
Okay.
It is in stores now. This actually marks the first week. So.
Okay.
Good.
Are you excited about that?
I am, but I'm okay. I believe.
Okay.
And I really thought I would be like, you know, but no, I'm fine. I'm okay.
Wow.
God has been faithful to me, whether good sales, bad sales, people buy it or they don't. He's able. So I'm okay.
Jessica, what makes you, you're probably one of the most humble persons that I've had the opportunity to talk to. What makes you so grounded and so humble?
1 Corinthians, Paul talks to the Corinthians and he says, you can't boast about nothing. But if you go boast about the Lord. You have no right to boast about anything because you're not doing anything. But if you go boast about God, then the scripture says that he who exalts himself shall be humbled. But he who humbles himself shall be exalted. And when God humbles me, it is not a good feeling.
Hey.
So I'm not trying to go down that road. Been there, done that. I'm just a little for the name of Jesus so he can draw all men to him and people can get saved.
It is our guest, Jessica Reedy. The project's in stores now. Do pick it up, and I know you're going to be blessed. It's from the heart. And you've been listening to Jessica Reedy. She's been giving it to us from the heart. Jessica, it has been a pleasure, and may God continue to smile upon you. Thank you,
God,
Jessica.
God bless you, and thank you so very much. Anytime you want to have me, I'd love to be on your show. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. It's our guest, Jessica Reedy, on Star 1310.